The pasuk in this week's parsha is the source for the 613th mitzvah in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazos," and now you should write for yourselves this shira, this song. "V'lamda es bnei Yisrael," teach it to the Jewish people. "Sima b'fihem," place it in their mouths. "Leman tiheli hashira hazos le'ed b'bnei Yisrael," so that this song should be a testimony for the Jewish people. There's a machlokes about what the shira refers to. One opinion is that the shira refers specifically to Shiras HaAzinu, the Song of HaAzinu, which is coming up next week's parsha. And the other opinion is that shira refers to the entire Torah. Okay, it's a technical discussion about what the word shira means, but everyone agrees this is the source for the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. The question that we could ask is, why is the Torah referred to as a shira? Why are we writing a Sefer Torah? Why doesn't it say, "Va'ata kisvu lachem es haTorah hazos"? Write the Torah. So if we understand that the shira is referring to the mitzvah of writing the Torah, why do we call it a shira? What does shira, what does song have to do with the Torah? So I once heard a beautiful mashal, from Rav Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Yashiv, who passed away just a few years ago, was considered one of the leading, if not the leading, posek of prior years, and Rav Yashiv gave the following mashal. I'm going to modernize it, but this is in essence, the mashal that he gave. You have a town, and in the town, the town board decides from time to time to bring in a speaker, a presenter, some sort of presentation, some famous personality, to teach, to guide, to inspire, to educate the people of the town. So there was one time that the town brought in a famous mathematician who had recently figured out some formula that was very helpful, I guess, for the some type of mathematical formula which changed the scope of how we view mathematics. And he was coming, and in his two-hour presentation, he was going to describe his findings, explain how he came about, how he stumbled across this formula, and how it affects the world. And he shows up, he gets on the stage, and there's about a dozen people in the crowd. Okay, the board is a little embarrassed that they brought in such a famous personality and they could only get a dozen people to show up for the presentation, but what can you do? Okay. A few weeks later, they bring in the next guest to the town, and this was a musician who had a 53-piece orchestra. Now, with 53-piece orchestra, there's a lot of instruments being played, and there's a lot of things going on. So they put up signs, again, this person is coming to town, his philharmonic is going to play this classical piece. And lo and behold, the time comes, he gets on stage, and literally, they had to push people out. Every seat was filled, every aisle, against the side walls, against the back walls, people lined up, people squeezing in. And at a certain point, they had to turn people away. Hundreds and hundreds of people came, and they just didn't have room to hold everybody. So one of the people who didn't make it in, he turns to his friend, and he says, "I don't understand. A few weeks ago, this famous mathematician, he's all over the news, he comes to our town, and only 12 people showed up. Why, by the musician, did the whole city come out to the point that we can't even get in?" So his friend told him, "It's very simple. What do you mean? Who's going to understand what the mathematician says? Only other math professors, maybe math teachers, or maybe actuaries, people who use advanced math on a consistent basis and understand the underpinnings of higher level math. Otherwise, you're going to sit there like a dummy. You're not going to understand anything. You're not going to be able to relate to anything he says. So what's the point of going to see him? You can see a picture of him in the newspaper. What do you need to come see him live? You're not going to understand the word he says. But when it comes to the musician, it's true that most people will not fully appreciate his 53-piece orchestra. Most people won't understand why this instrument needed to be played, why we needed 12 of that instrument. Most people won't see the difference whether there was 10 people in the orchestra or 50 people in the orchestra, but there's a common link that everybody has to this musician, and that is that they can all relate to him on their own level. Their ability to understand the music will determine how much they'll appreciate the nuances, the beauty of what he's presenting. But the reality is that everybody relates to it on some level. Everybody hears the music. The question is, if you appreciate the music fully, but everybody hears it, and therefore everybody comes. Famous personality, everybody shows up, because everybody can listen, and on their level they'll understand it. Says Rav Eliashiv, that's the Torah's message. We call the Torah a shira, a song. Why? Because the Torah is telling us that the Torah is like the musician. A musician, everybody can relate to. Now, some people might relate more, deeper, more surface, but everybody has a connection. And the same thing is true of Torah. And there's so many ways to connect to Torah. Especially in 2016, you can open up a Gemara, and you can learn a Rashi, a Tosfos, you could learn a Rush, a Riff, you could learn a Rambam, you could find a contradiction in the Rambam, you could read Achronim, who discuss the contradiction in the Rambam, you could take out an English Halacha Sefer, and read the Halachos, with the footnotes, without the footnotes. You can find Musar Sfarim, classic Musar Sfarim translated into English. You can learn Pirkei Avos. You can learn Chassidus. You can go online and get Shiurim online. And online you could also get a PDF of the source sheet that accompanied the Shiur. You could literally follow the Shiur. You can get video Shiurim. There's so much access that we have to Torah learning. And the metaphor for the Torah learning is a Shira, is a song. Because just like every person has a chelek, every person has a connection to the song, to the musician, the same thing we have to realize is true of the Torah. We have to find our chelek, we have to find the part of the Torah that speaks to us, but then we have to lock in, and then we have to connect to it. Because there's just the Torah is so vast, there's so many ways to connect to the Torah, and just like we're able to appreciate music on many different levels, so too we're going to have to lock ourselves in to the Torah, and we're going to have to see it as a song.